For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. Championship-winning coach from Butler Properties, our man Travis Butler. Congratulations, Travis.
Well, thank you. You know, at this age, it's all about management.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we heard you guys had won in the Friday report, so congratulations there. What all was going on this weekend? Did we have a ton of stuff going on?
We did not. Machine Pitch played their championship game. Double A and Triple A played their championships games last night. So the only games still going on are the majors, and we had one semifinal game Friday night, and that was it.
Okay. Well, I will let you get to everything. Now, we're going to hear from you again in the morning. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, Blaine, I believe, is in Japan, so I'll be calling back to report what happens tonight.
Well, we wanted an international report, but I guess we won't get that. So glad that you're calling in tomorrow as well. So Travis Butler with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American. Coach Butler, the championship squad, take it away, sir.
Thank you. So we had the semifinal game Friday night between Carson Plumbing and Hawthorne Drugs. The tournament continues tonight. And Friday night we saw fifth-seeded Hawthorne Drugs square off against the second-seeded Carson Plumbing in a do-or-die game for both teams. Hawthorne had gained a foothold in the winner's bracket earlier in the week with a win over Chase Park. And Carson Plumbing Friday night was playing their fourth game in a row, trying to dig their way out of the loser's bracket, and they had really churned through their available pitchers. But Cliff Nelson, Land Johnson, and Price West came in and pitched admirably, but the Hawthorne offense was a buzzsaw. And coupled with good team defense and solid pitching behind DJ Sumry, Sam Williams, and Casper Emery, really made the difference. Hawthorne had 12 hits on the night to Carson's 7, and they pulled this one out 20-7. Hawthorne's really been on fire, going 4-1 in their last five games, and they will face Northeast Sales tonight in the championship game. Because Northeast Sales remains unbeaten in the tournament, they have two chances to win. So for Hawthorne to pull off this miracle run, they're going to have to beat Northeast Sales not once, but twice. So I will report back in the morning as to what happens.
Sounds good, Travis. Thank you very much. Look forward to hearing your report tomorrow, and have a great day today.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, Travis Butler with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.